Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. And here is How to Raise a Pet Raccoon by Anna Tadelman, who you'll find on Brilliant Flash Fiction. Check it out! 1. Don't adopt a wild raccoon, even if your neighbor's Rottweiler murders raccoon's mother and siblings. Even if raccoon keens all night until you swaddle him up like the baby you never had. 2. After failing step 1, research. Ignore memory of ex-husband Derek laughing. Is a furry garbage can supposed to be some kind of baby substitute? Focus on encouraging messages from the raccoon owners you follow on Instagram. 3. Bottle feed several times daily. Don't let raccoon overeat because it can cause serious health complications. You, on the other hand, should feel free to eat as many peanut butter cookies as you want now that Derek can't lecture you about developing cottage cheese thighs. 4. After feedings, stimulate bladder. Yes, really. Your raccoon's intestinal tract cannot yet function independently. Ignore friend who gags and says, "You know, most women just dye their hair." 5. Keep your baby coon warm. Hold him against your body, wrapped in a blanket, as often as possible. Wish that you hadn't forgotten to pack your Sue Grafton novels when you left Derek, because you could be reading one right now, and he wouldn't be able to throw it across the room, as he demands why you're filling your head with anti-intellectual dribble. 6. For the love of God, don't name your raccoon Bandit. Allow him dignity, like Edward, the name of your late grandfather. When your mother says, "Weren't you saving that name for my first grandchild?" Explain that from now on you are doing things because you want to, not because someone else does. Like staying married to a jerk because you've been told unhappy companionship is better than solitude. Or pretending to want a child when all you really want is an adorable raccoon. Don't try to explain how, despite your refusal to give your raccoon the shitty name of Bandit, you're also a fugitive from your life. 7. Wean raccoon at 7 weeks. Begin with moistened dog food, then round out diet with fruits and vegetables. Round out your own diet while you're at it. It's time to stop subsisting on cookies just because you can. Treat yourself and Edward to said cookies only on special occasions. 8. Devise daily enrichment activities for raccoon's mind and body. Feel proud of Edward's cleverness when he figures out how to zip open a lunchbox with a cookie inside, not to mention impressed at his dexterity. Don't let these observations spawn illegal ideas. 9. Train your raccoon in basic commands such as responding to his name, using his litter box, and picking the lock on your ex-husband's front door. Forgive yourself when you neglect to train Edward in the art of not shredding Derek's sofa cushions or scratching his hardwood floors. 10. When raccoon is 16 weeks old, release back into wild. Don't sit down with Edward in lap, and L is for lawless in hand. Definitely don't revel in your shared victory with 2 peanut butter cookies. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.